Coming up, part two of the Sunday Extravaganza, Cousin Sal, NFL, next. It's the Bill Simmons Podcast presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filtered by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same-game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same-game parlays for every NBA game. Download the app today. Bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. You must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com. This episode is brought to you by Nissan SUV. It's good to stay up to date. I mean, we've seen this in basketball. We've seen it in football. We've seen it in baseball. Once the stats started taking off in the 2000s, everybody had to figure that out. Then I remember in basketball, first it was three-pointers. Then it was defensive stats. You just got to keep moving. You got to keep evolving. You got to keep going. Now it's pace and threes. What's it going to be next, big guys? That's why the 2024 Nissan Rogue has Google built right into its 12.3-inch touchscreen infotainment system. With Google Maps, Assistant, and more, you can stay up to date on everything that's ahead without even needing to connect your phone. Find your next adventure with a Nissan SUV. Learn more about the Rogue, Pathfinder, and Armada SUVs at NissanUSA.com. We're also brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network, where we have new rewatchables coming on Monday. And I'm going to tell you the movie. We had Kyle Brandt come on. You know when he comes on, we're doing something classic from the 80s or the 90s. This is an iconic, iconic movie. Well, maybe not. Toy Soldiers, Die Hard in a Boarding School. A lot of laughs, a lot of fun. I love this movie. And Kyle Brandt and I broke it down. So yeah, that to look forward to. If you missed that, we did a part one today. Russillo came on and we broke down all the ramifications of the Jrue Holiday trade. So we went almost an hour, really tried to dive into every possible thing you could say about not only the trade, but what it meant for the Eastern Conference, for the Bucks, Celtics, for the league. So you have that as well. RIP to Tim Wakefield. He passed away this weekend, and you know, you go to the Nomar Pedro era in the late 90s, which rejuvenated the Red Sox and the city. I was living in the city at the time in a lot of ways, all the way through to the 2003 and 2004 teams. They finally get the title, and he's such a big part of that. Great guy, great teammate, beloved in the community, only 57 years old, and I will never forget him getting those last nine outs in game five of the 2004 ALCS. We love Tim Wakefield. Really sad weekend for the Boston fans. So wanted to mention that. Condolences to his family and all his old teammates, and tough one. Anyway, we are going to bring in Cousin Sal. We're going to talk about the NFL, Patriots, Cowboys, guess the Lions, and a whole lot more. So let's bring in Pearl Jam. All right, taping this. It is 8:30 Sunday night. I'm here with a giddy, looks like a pig that rolled in shit, Cousin Sal.
Oh, what, do you have to make a fat joke off the bat? Come on, buddy. this is gonna be fun. Come on, it's gonna be good.
I thought that was the phrase, a pig that rolled in shit.
I'm not taking offense to anything. I want to come on here. I want to be civil. I want to talk about Jrue for 20 minutes. I want to talk about Jrue, Taylor, and Kelsey, and then maybe 45 seconds to a minute on the Cowboys Patriots, whatever you want to do.
Let's save Cowboys Pats because that was such a blowout, and we'll talk about Chris Collinsworth. I didn't know somebody could have a live orgasm for an hour and a half on the air. It was like when Howard Stern has the people ride the Sibian. Like, right. Oh, Zach Wilson. Oh, he's making all the throws, Mike. Ah, he was just like losing his mind. I've never heard anyone hype up a decent performance. I won't be telling my grandkids about about Zach
Wilson.
Are
you kidding me? Bill, if I don't get to induct Zach Wilson into Canton, something's very wrong. And don't let me come across that Joe Namath in a dark alley. I'm a punch his lights out, Bill. You know that.
Who was saying that Zach Wilson couldn't make all the throws? I mean, look at this, Mike. It's like, well, the last 4 weeks, he didn't make any of these throws. I don't know what happened in that game. It was 17-0.
Yeah.
I got annihilated today, except for all of these different parlays and teases I had with the Eagles and the Chiefs tied to different teams. And it was actually going to save my night. All the Chiefs had to do was win by like two.
They're Joe Howe special with Mahomes. He said it. Yeah. Eagles, Chiefs, -2.5. They never went to 9. It was easy.
They Mahomes, 17-0, Zach Wilson on the other team. And it's like, I don't feel you can't be safer than this. And then all of a sudden, safety, Jets score. Zach starts getting in a rhythm. Collinsworth starts losing his ejaculate all over the game. And all of a sudden, we're sweating out this game where the Chiefs, they have no receivers that seem like they can get open.
Yeah.
They're one of their offensive linemen is just committing a holding every 5 minutes.
Taylor. His name is Taylor.
Did that game make you feel worse about the Chiefs or better about the Jets if you had to pick one?
Well, here's what I'll say, and it's a bigger picture thing. Like, let's start with the 10. Well, we'll get back to this, but with the 10 a.m. games on the West Coast, we watched 20 teams. By that time, we had watched 20 teams, right? Because of the London game. I was impressed with like two of them. I'm like, there are two or maybe three of these teams that could maybe get past the first round. And I'm including the Eagles in there who were not very good. The Bills, obviously. And I'm like, I don't know. The Dolphins, I guess. But the flip side of that is the very bad teams have all shown like signs of brilliance a little bit, right? Like, I feel like...
Not including the Pats?
No. Not, those are the very worst teams. No, but I feel like, honestly, I feel like... who do we just watch? The Jets,
Raiders.
Even the Bears, the Raiders have played better football than the Vikings and the Bengals. Like,
right.
They better play better quarters. So you can't take any of the really crap teams for granted, but you also can't like anybody to go far because there's just not 5 or 6 or 7 teams like that. So I think I'm more impressed with the Jets. I like that they have something in them.
I'm with you. I thought that was the first time their defense looked like the defense that was hyped but hadn't actually done anything resembling what we saw tonight. Mahomes,
yeah,
he had a couple weird short arm plays where I was almost expecting to find out he has like a sore UCL or something after the game.
It was a cold sore in his arm.
And there was the whole conspiracy theory that because the NFL is scripted, they just needed that game to be closer for 4 quarters for the Taylor Swift advertising that was going on. I don't feel like their guys were getting open though. And like when Kelce came out on that 1/3 and 20 because he was tired, you're just sitting there going, oh my God, like no bet. How are they going to get anything to happen? Everyone went nuts about that pass interference on Gardner that kept the drive alive. They showed three replays. To me, it was pass interference. You're not allowed to like grab a guy. Yeah, you're not allowed to grab a guy for over a second on a pass 5 yards. Come on.
I know. But you talk about the script, and I know you're kidding, but they don't want to cut to a sad Taylor Swift at the end, right? That's the last thing they want to do is cut to very sad Tay-Tay. So maybe it was holding, but I hate when they're late with it. I hate when they're late. Why are they so late with it? Like, I feel like the ball was intercepted and then he threw the flag is the only thing that was caution to me.
It was a little suspicious how late the flag was. But my big takeaway from the game, just what a massive mistake Aaron Rodgers made not forcing a celebrity relationship with Taylor Swift over the last 5 years. What a missed marketing opportunity that was. And he goes to the game tonight. They keep showing him. He's got his cast on. Like, he tried to grab some of the limelight and it just wasn't enough. He just got steamrolled by Taylor. And it's like, this was sitting here for 5 years. You've had a bunch of celebrity relationships, Aaron Rodgers. There's no bigger relationship than this. Travis Kelce, like, he's got the number one podcast now. He's gained 1,000 Twitter followers. My wife knows who he is. She didn't know who he was 5 minutes ago. And Rodgers just has to be kicking himself. Just fire your whole advisory team, Rodgers. Like, start over. Like, they should have told you.
Yeah, probably. But she would have hated him too. is the other thing. I don't think
the
she
politics
put up
might have been an issue. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, like,
the vaccine
whole
might have come between them.
I think it'd be so much funnier if she was dating Cole Kmet, like the Bears tight end, and then there's just no fun cutaway to her at all.
I thought you said it was a tight end on a Midwestern team. I didn't realize. I got the wrong ones.
Cole Kmet.
Mahomes, who that slide at the end, when you think he's running in for the touchdown and he does the high IQ play and slides. And of course, like how many gambling things were affected by the slide?
Just like zillion,
over under?
The spread, over under. Yeah.
All spread, over under. all kinds of things. But it was the right move. But they showed him after just walking through, shaking hands with everybody. And he really, for a guy who I've never really been able to support his haircut or facial hair or really any of his choices, he's really like got a cool swagger to him. Like he was moving through. They showed him going up to Zach Wilson. He's like, hey, buddy, you fucking... And I don't know. He's just cool. I like Mahomes. I'm always...
Yeah, I hate when they lower the audio because they know an F-bomb is coming. You know, it's like, oh, come on, really? You're showing this so we could hear the conversation, right? And then you're backing it up. That's too much of a tease.
Well,
but, yeah,
it's
right.
also alarming. It's alarming that then you realize that we're seeing this on like a 15-second delay from when things are actually happening. And we're cheering like it's live, but it's not.
Yeah, it's very, very much delayed. Kelsey and Swift already have like 3 children by the time they're showing them in the box. Yeah. Yeah, it's, that was a great game, though. That was fun. They made it fun.
It was fun. And for Chris to have a multiple orgasm during the game, I thought was...
Come on, really, Bill.
Zach Wilson, I mean, this guy, he's got all the throws.
Never seen throws like this in my life.
There was some... I follow some Jets fans on Twitter. There were just some classic tweets and just pictures. And at one point, fantasy that somebody tweeted that if Robert Saleh finishes 4-13, finishes his third season, it will be the worst. He'll have the worst career record of anyone in the last 55 years. And fantasy just retweeted it. It just said, Robert Saleh is a loser. That was his tweet. But I think Jets fans are in a dark place. They're 1-3. But on the other hand, we watch football all day. Are there 7 AFC teams you like?
No.
Because like the Chargers are a playoff team right now and they suck. They're terrible. So I don't know. Can you find 7?
No, and if the Chargers played the Jets, you would never be like, oh, that is definitely a teasable game. I'm definitely taking the Chargers -1 or whatever it is after a teaser. Like, so that's what I mean. These bottom dwellers are going to be a pain in the ass gambling-wise, which is all I really care about. And so it's going to make it tough to survive.
Yeah, so we got Bills, Dolphins, Ravens, KC. There's 4. All 4 AFC South teams are 2-2. Ugh. The Steelers are the worst, least inspiring 2-2 of anyone probably in the history of football. Mm. Cleveland's 2-2 and their defense, Lamar took it to him today. So who knows whether that's a whole...
Right.
We found out our quarterback got squashed an hour before the game. Stefanski's throwing in the first quarter for reasons that remain unclear.
Yep.
Like, I'm just trying to make that game 3-0 if I'm Stefanski. It's like 3-0 final. Don't, my quarterback, please don't do anything. But no, they start throwing with him. But the Bengals, the Jets, I don't think we'll get to 7 playoff teams that we like. So there could be like an 8-9 or 9-8 or 8-8-1 type 7 seed this year.
It's funny because we thought that for the NFC, but now you're switching to the... I mean, you're right. There's just not... it's just not deep. And you were even asking on our text chain, what's your confidence in Tua at this point after putting 70 points up? And you're not wrong. It's just how effed up this league is. Like, you can't be too confident in any quarterback. And if you look at the odds, I know you're not going to like this because we don't like to give the Bills credit, but Josh Allen is right there at the top now for MVP. And it's a low, low number, right? What did I send you? 350? No,
listen, I thought they were overrated coming into the season, and I was wrong. And I'm going to take the loss because their defense looked fast as shit today. And I thought that was the most interesting game from a standpoint of everyone was blowing smoke up Miami all week, including myself and including everyone on the Wise Guys show, except for one person. and the Bills were like, no, actually, we have the best offense.
Right.
And they just, Josh Allen, the last 3 games, he had that stinky first game. Last 3, he's looked great. And I don't know, if we're ranking the AFC teams, you'd have to rank them first after the four games. I don't know if I would bet on them as the best team, but they've been the most impressive, right? Who would you put instead?
They reminded me of like the 90s Bills a little bit, right? And just how they move the ball. Like, oh, they're why are they giving three here? And then they just pummel you. You know, they don't care what you did last week. But they're running the ball too, and that's what's different from the first couple weeks. And yet the Jets were very close to beating the Bills and the Chiefs. So that's what we're left with here.
Right. The Patriots and the Cowboys.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't even... Yeah. Yeah, we should talk about that.
I've hit rock bottom. But let's talk about your team first. So you righted the ship. You won a big game. It was impressive, really, from the jump. You feel better, or do the Pats suck?
Oh, no, I feel better. I put on a brave face, and I was a jerk on our text exchange all weekend. But I was nervous about this until probably like 25 minutes into the game, which is probably when you guys gave
after
up.
Like Mac Jones's fifth terrible play?
Yeah, something like that. But I have news for you at the end of all this. But I don't know that the offense is right. You know, I'm still not sure our offense is great, but our defense is right back to where it was, swarming and doing all the things. That guy Bland is very, very underrated back deep. And yeah, I loved what we did defensively. Now, and we're going to get on next week. It's after the Sunday night game is 49ers Cowboys, and I'll probably be miserable again. But I like that we weren't gouged by Stevenson. That's for sure.
One thing I noticed about your defense is when the other team's quarterback throws it right to your defense, like they're pretty good.
You Matt hate Jones. It. Yeah.
I'm out. I'm completely out. I can't come back. Mac Jones sits the win game in Buffalo that they won where he threw like one pass. He's 10-12. He's 25 TDs, 20 interceptions. And this is just since Brady left at the end of 2019, and we had that Cam Newton season when he couldn't complete a pass that was longer than 4 yards. And then we have this quarterback who just went backwards basically in 8-game intervals to wherever he is now. It looked like, I don't want to say he gave up, but it looked like he was broken by the beginning of the third quarter. I was surprised he started the second half because it was like, this guy's done. He's not bringing them back. And then they brought him back for another one. But he's one of the worst 5 QBs I watch every week.
Wow. Wow. He is. That's saying a lot. That is saying a lot.
Do you not agree?
Terrible like, ones.
Wait, they haven't gotten to 20 points in 4 games.
I think he's right. I'm not going to get up here and make a big deal out of Mac Jones being great. That's for sure. But I don't know that I could separate him from that mess that we watch in those 1 p.m. Eastern kickoffs. That's for sure. But honestly, you look at him, blow your eyes, look at the New England receiving quartet or whatever more. These names are just awful, and they don't get separation, and they're not open. They're not ever open. And Mac Jones is what he is. But by the way, nobody ever said you should have the best quarterback in all of football every day of your life.
For my whole life. Yeah.
After 30 years old, you know?
I know.
And here's another little secret. I think your coach sucks a little bit. I really do.
Well, I think that's the discussion that's going to start this week about here's,
I think Patriots fans do everything they can to blame everyone else but Belichick. And I get it. I know why. Because you're holding on to the past and everything else. But he is really, I think the game has passed him by. He surrounds himself with losers, basically, but on purpose so that when they go on to fail, he looks better. I just don't know. And it doesn't work anymore because he doesn't have Tom Brady.
I didn't want him to go down like this. I was texting somebody tonight about how it's like if Seinfeld had just kept going past the 10th season, like 6 more seasons, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus left and they replaced her with like Margaret Cho, and then Michael Richards left and they replaced him with like Doug Stanhope. And it was just, hey, it's still Seinfeld, but it's like, nah, this isn't Seinfeld anymore. And the writing just got worse and worse and worse.
Right.
And people are like, nah, it's still Seinfeld. It's going to come back. And it's just not going to come back. And we're now 4 years since Brady. And that last Brady season wasn't fun either. But I can't really refute the Belichick stuff. The team is so sloppy. They do the dumbest things at the worst possible times. They have terrible turnovers. They don't protect the ball. The game, from a game plan standpoint, I don't understand why we weren't running the ball down your throats. Why Max even that involved? And I just can't remember the last time I watched a crisply coached Patriots game. And he's got, what, two family members on his staff?
Right.
It's the NFL. It's like, why aren't you getting the best coaches? I
think hate the nepotism thing. I hate that thing.
I think he's going to be for a real tough week this week, because this is like rock bottom for this franchise post-Brady. They're 1-3, and if you look at the schedule, it's hard to imagine them getting six. I thought they were going to cover and possibly win today because their defense had been that good. But then Gonzalez gets hurt. I'm not sure when he's coming back. Judon's out for at least 3 months. Those were the two best players in the defense. Sure. So you look at that, and then you look at an offense that can't score.
It's uninspiring.
And a coaching
offense.
Staff that seems like it's a step behind. I was thinking, like, I wrote down the bleakest AFC team, and this I wrote down before the Jets game. It's Vegas, the Jets, Denver, and the Pats. Now you would take the Jets off. At least there's like signs of hope. Denver is a mess. Vegas, the Pats might have the bleakest future in the AFC. They're going to go, do we tank? What do we do?
I think eventually you're going to get angrier and angrier with Belichick. I think it's going to be evident that he's the problem there. No, you will. You make fun of fantasy, but you're probably about 6 weeks away from tweeting the same thing.
I can't. Like Belichick is Super Bowls of them.
Or Ben is going to get on your Twitter somehow, and he's going to tweet that. Belichick is a little...
Listen, when James Baby Doll Dixon lost his fastball, we stayed with him. We didn't turn on him. Like,
we
accepted the situation for what it is. Like, when he started vacationing 20, 25 weeks a year,
yeah.
Did we turn on him? No, we still love him. We still text him.
We still love him. We make fun of him.
We still let him
text,
like, get involved in our business from time to time. But
we didn't give up
on him. Like, we had too many good men. He did too many good things for us.
You're right. I don't know. Yeah, and they kind of have the same personality too. So I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Abrasive.
One and the same.
Well, here I wrote this down. Zach Wilson for Mac Jones, ?
Ooh.
Which team says no faster after tonight? No, seriously. If you're the Jets, would you take Mac Jones for Zach Wilson? Like 5 days ago you would have, but right now, what do you do?
I was going to do this to you with Josh Dobbs, but I guess Zach Wilson.
I would take Josh.
Sense.
I would throw in a third round pick with Mac Jones.
Would you
for
really?
Josh Dobbs. Yeah.
Would you really? Wow, you have
Josh
him
Dobbs
that low.
Is solid. Oh, I Mac needs to go. It's just going to get worse.
12 of 21.
His confidence is shot.
Interceptions. Yeah. The interceptions suck.
You forgot about the strip
six.
Sack fumble. Strip sack fumble for a touchdown. Two interceptions and a strip sack.
That was
sack.
Fun too. Oh man, it was all so much fun. Listen, believe me, I think about this too. And when Jrue Holiday signed today, I was like, oh shit, if the Cowboys blow out the Patriots, I lose Simmons. It's October 1st and I already lost him for the year. He's not going to like football. And then I'm like, I don't care. It'll be fun to blow him out. But I was looking at how long we've been doing this.
Yeah.
17 or 15? 15? 17.
17 years.
17 years. So the Cowboys have played the Patriots 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 times in that span. 07, 48-27, you win. 11, 2016, you win. 15, 30-6, you win. 19, 13-9, you win. 21, we beat you in overtime, 35-29. Didn't even feel like a win. It was just a relief. And then today, let me have one of these once in a while. Come on. Give me a break. Over 15 years. Thank you.
Here's what I have. Here's why I got really sad about that. Because today started out great. The Jrue Holiday trade drops out of nowhere. Watching the London game, watching you guys on Wise Guys. All of a sudden, we get Jrue Holiday. It's like, this is a great day. I put down a couple more bets. I'm like, this is my day. I go 0-5 in million-dollar picks. The Belichick era ends. And I got really sad for... like 5 minutes. And then then I went and I'm like, you know what? I have the DVDs, the 6 titles, all the Blu-rays and the DVDs. I have that. I have like books that were written about the Pats, like Seth Wickersham, Better to Be Feared. There's this Belichick autobiography. I have this page 2 column that somebody printed out and Tom Brady autographed.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I have now, the memorabilia from a really nice run that's now over.
You know what? That's what losers do. They reminisce. They sit home and reminisce. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what's the lowest form of conversation is remember yeah. when? Welcome to the Patriot Station.
Tony Soprano said that, right?
Yeah, Tony Soprano said that to Paulie.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was a good man.
All right. We'll take a break. Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet that is $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. I like Seattle on Monday night. I like points on Monday night with the Giants and the Seahawks. I like Kenneth Walker to score at any point. And if you do Seattle money line, Kenneth Walker anytime touchdown, over 48.5 alternate line, you put those three together, it's basically 4-1 odds. So check that one out on FanDuel. Always the best place to get in all the action. Great app. Wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and much more. We'll be using them when we do our NBA Over-Unders podcast. We'll be using all of their great bets. Me, Russell, and House in a couple weeks. FanDuel now live in Kentucky. Download the app now. Take advantage of their great special offers, boosts, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/BS and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. You must be 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. All right, come back. We talked about Mac Jones. QB fans' confidence meter, a scale of 0 to 10. I'm personally at a 0 with Mac, but I think the average of Pats fans, there might be a 1, there might be a 2. So let's give him a 1. Okay. Zach Wilson was a 0 heading into today, and we all thought this was going to be his last start. Now it's like, all right, there's some stuff there. Collinsworth had 3 orgasms. Maybe there's hope. So maybe the Jets fans are like a 2, 2.5.
So this is what I mean week to week. Let me stop you. You don't think there's a universe where Mac Jones could have a game like Zach Wilson had today, so that could lift you to a 2 or a 3. I mean, come on. These quarterbacks every other week does something like the Tannehill. Like Tennessee was just,
I don't know,
god awful.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
You know, what other teams are just really bad?
Then I'm going to read you more quarterbacks. You tell me their fans' confidence, what you think it is. Mm-hmm. Desmond Ridder.
I mean, to me, that Desmond Ridder, Mac Jones, the same. 3, 3, 4. Yeah,
I'm say lower. I'm going to say 2. Them not getting Lamar gets worse every week.
Yeah, that was it. I'm less confident in their organization, but yeah.
Kenny Pickett.
Really low. Really low. I feel like 2 or 3. I mean, wait 2.5 hours for him to come up with something big.
I knew when I was doing all my futures this year, I was like, man, the stuff I like, it doesn't feel right. We even talked about it. It doesn't totally feel right this year. And I was like, who's going to be? It's maybe the Steelers. And I got all excited about them. Mm. And Pickett just looks terrible. I mean, Pickett looks as bad as Mac. And from the advanced stats, he's actually, I think, worse.
Right.
And their offensive coordinator, I think now that Patricia is out, he's the single worst offensive coordinator. Their plays, you can call them from the couch. It's like, mm-hmm. I wonder what they're going to do here on this 3rd and 1. Is it going to be Najee Harrison at 9 guys? Or the play where the slow play action where Kenny Pickett takes forever and then he gets sacked or hit.
That's what gets me crazy. Like Mike Tomlin's going to go down as one of the greatest head coaches ever. He doesn't have to keep the offensive coordinator around unless he thinks it makes him look better. Like, wow, I'm pulling these games out
right.
in spite of the worst play calling of all time.
Dude, their third quarter, they're down 16-0. They're getting their asses kicked by the Texans. I had the Steelers and I was just like, Texans coming off a really nice win last week. This is a perfect going backward spot for them. Steelers need it. I trust the Steelers defense. Texans offensive line. No, Texans look great again. We could talk about them in a second, but 16-0 third quarter. It's 4th and 4. And the Steelers bring out the field goal team.
Right.
And they're on like the 25. It's like, you guys aren't going to get to 20 points. Like you can't settle for 3. If you can't make this 4th and 4, you don't serve to win the game anyway. Mm. But they just have no confidence in anything.
I thought Salah did the same thing tonight. Yeah.
Oh, he did.
But it was against the Chiefs who were not done scoring. But yeah, you're right.
How about, what do you have for Howell on Washington?
I don't know. I feel like that guy doesn't have a chance. He does sling it sometimes, which makes me think maybe there is something there, but really, really crappy offensive line. He really ambushed every other play. So but he drops back. Five, six.
Yeah, I think he's a five because, like, so that Eagles Washington game, and I said before I had the Chiefs and the Eagles, like, and I never do this, but I had so much confidence about it. I teased, parlayed them with a bunch of games. And freaking the Philly's just going down for the game-winning field goal, and they throw it deep to A.J. Brown, who catches it for a touchdown, and then fucking taunts the Washington guy. Just classic. And it wasn't even that good of a taunt. Like, if you're going to taunt him, like, and you're, if it's going to be a 15-yard penalty, like, stand over him and swing your balls in his face. Like, really earn the 15 yards. This, like, quick, put the ball next to him. So, of course, the NFL treats that like it's a horse collar where you blew out both knee ligaments of the running back or something. 15 yards. Like, God forbid that had 5, 10, 15. So all of a sudden, they're kicking off and the Washington has the ball, like, they're on 40. And I'm sitting there going, are you fucking kidding me? And I was actually a little bit scared of Sam Howell.
Yeah.
So that makes me think he might be better than some of these other guys, because I would not have been scared of Ridder or Mac Jones or whoever. But I was like, Howell can kind of run around and buy time and...
And against the Eagles defense. Sometimes. Yeah, yeah, sure.
So then they score, they get the touchdown on the 4th and 10, because God forbid, these defenses, they run these plays where it's 4th and 10, the other team has to score a touchdown, and somehow it's one cornerback by himself against a receiver and one of the sides, and the guy just stops and turns around. He's wide open.
Yeah.
Like, that's the play every time. Like, guys,
to the side, the righty is rolling out.
We know where the ball's going, but whatever. Right. So then Rivera, who I think went into a coma,
I don't know.
He goes for one.
Yep.
It's like, this is a miracle. You have a 50% chance to win the game. You're not going to beat them in overtime, so they don't get
it. You
got to
drop the riverboat name. You got to, you're done with the riverboat. Oh,
yeah, riverboat's
dead. If you don't go for two there on the road, you have to.
He's crashed riverboat run.
Give it to somebody else.
He's like the riverboat where they had that huge brawl 2 months ago in like Mississippi or whatever, where they had all the camera angles. He's that riverboat now. Where are you on Fields? What do you think the confidence meter is? He was amazing for 2.5 quarters today. I didn't have a lot of the game on. I was just watching the red zone highlights, and it seemed like it was like, oh my God, he's going to have 400 yards and 100 rushing yards.
And then, of course, they blow a 21-point lead. Fascinated by it, because Denver scored first, and I was like, you know what? Chicago's a team that sucks, and they're not going to get in anyone's way, and I'm going to live bet Denver. So I do that, and then Chicago comes back, and now they have like a 28-7 lead. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to live bet Chicago -6.5 with 5 other things that, of course, would look good. But Fields never had a 300-yard game, and he had 263 at half and ended up with 335. And then I'm like, well, this is a terrible, terrible, like a legendarily bad secondary in Denver. So this is why he's putting up the points. I want to root for the guy, but if you look at any advanced metrics, and I know you talked to Lombardi, like he really is rock bottom. It's sad, but confidence wise, 3.
I'd go lower. I'd probably be 1.5.
But they could move on. They're going to get the first 2 picks of the draft. They could at least move on. These other teams you mentioned are stuck.
There was a thing today. There was an article about how Carolina is trying to find a number one receiver, because it's not like they can go 0-17 or 2-15 or whatever, because they don't have their first round pick. So the Menace will try to get better. This is a weird one, but where are you on Jimmy G these days? Because I thought Aiden O'Connell had some good moments. He fucked up on the game tying drive, but I almost that was just a weird play, and it seemed like he misread the defense or something. But I thought for the most part, took some big hits. I liked his throws. Yeah, I thought there was a fearlessness to him. And I think if I'm the Raiders, I'm going nowhere anyway. Like, why wouldn't you just want to play O'Connell over Jimmy G? He's got 6 picks in 3 games, Jimmy G.
I think that's exactly what Josh McDaniels was thinking, right? It's like, I mean, he could have gone with Hoyer, but he went with O'Connell. He could have gone for it on 4th down last week against the Steelers, but they kicked the field goal. There's no confidence in Jimmy G. So, look, we're not going to see a guy with a concussion the week before come back the next week. It hasn't happened since, I think, week 5 or 6 last year. So,
that's like an unwritten rule now. I think they should go with O'Connell. I liked how he played.
Yeah.
And I thought they could have stolen that Chargers game. And once again, our guy, Brandon Staley, He just can't fucking help himself. It's like once a game, he's almost like, we both had sons in that 7 to 9 year old range. When they start testing you, they start doing shit. And it's kind of like, how far can I push dad? And then deep down, they're thinking like, I might be able to kick his ass right now if I punch him in the balls. And they just become irrational confidence. That's Brandon Staley as an NFL head coach. He's like, maybe I'll just go for this again. This drives the fan base crazy and I might get fired if it doesn't work. But I just can't help myself. I'm Brandon Staley. I'm going to do it.
Dying to get fired. Dying to get, like you said, suspended or grounded or something. And it's funny. It's like if someone was dropped from Mars right when they go for it on 4th and 1, right when before they line up and said to me, oh, what should they do here? And I'd press pause and I'd be like, I don't know what they should do, but you're about to see what they shouldn't do. Ready? I'm gonna play it right now. All right. And then the announcer's like, well, Herbert, here's the thing with 4th and 1 with Herbert. He's got the bad left hand. They just iced it down for 20 minutes. So he's not going to be under center. Oh, look, he's under center. Okay. All right. So of course he can't take a snap or whatever. And they get stopped.
That's so good. He's so bad. Yeah. The Raiders had a D lineman get kicked out in that game. They fell way behind, and Staley just can't help himself. Where are you on Cousins right now, confidence meter?
He killed me last week. He really did with that not getting a playoff in 25 seconds. That seemed like this is what you would expect from the Josh Dobbs and the Aiden O'Connells of the world. But I don't know what to think of that team. I really don't. I had so much high hopes.
They covered today.
+320. They won and covered because it was a defensive play, really, right? I mean, I know they had one against them too, but I don't know. You can't. And he was like the highest scoring fantasy player. He had the most yards passing, and then he did nothing today. If you have like Addison, you get nothing out of him. I don't know. I feel like they should put up 35 a game with that offense. Don't have confidence.
Tua?
Well, you know, we took a lot of shit.
He was a 10 heading into the week.
Yeah. And I don't think you read the replies and I probably making a mistake saying that I do, but people were really mad that we didn't give Miami props for their 70-point performance last week. And maybe we were right to skip it because
Denver gave up like a quarter in. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like watching a college game where it's one team is really good and the other team is about to fire their coach.
I'm not going to be a reactionary. He's still a 7 or an 8. The confidence to me is still with him staying healthy.
Well, so that was what I noticed today. Well, he had a couple bad throws too. I thought they harassed him. But there were a couple times where he hit him.
Yeah.
Where you just kind of stop, you watching it, stop breathing for a split second. Like, is he going to get up? That was the first game so far this season. I was like, he got nailed on that one. Mm-hmm. What happened? But, they're okay. I mean, we forgot to mention this, talking about Buffalo. They lost White for the season.
Yeah, Tre'Davious
White. He had Achilles. And you could kind of tell right away from the way he was reacting. But that was such a bummer because their defense, you know, was really looking good.
They were about to get amazing with Von Miller coming back. So, yeah, that's rough.
Hey, where are you on Watson now that because he didn't play, the Browns completely fell apart? Maybe he like a 6?
Yeah,
we Browns have a friend, fans appreciate him now.
We have a friend who hates the Browns because of reason. And I was like, "You sure Watson wasn't the answer now after this?" I said the same thing.
Right.
But honestly, just that team. I think not. Maybe they weren't Super Bowl bound, but I thought they were very solid. Good chance they could have had like 12 wins with that defense, and if they had Chubb and Watson, who was just okay, just as good as the. You know, one of the middle names that you just mentioned. I thought they were going to be okay. But it's just
tough. What's the ruling on $1 million picks when I take the Browns -2.5? Watson, out of nowhere, gets scratched 3 days later and the line moves 4.5 points. Should I be able to just scratch that off? Like, should that be a loss for me? Should there be a rule, like if you're making picks on Thursday for anything, and the starting QB gets scratched and the line moves 4 points or more, the bet is null. It seems like relatively fair, right?
Yeah. Well, I think you have to be honest with yourself. If Lamar had scratched, would you have accepted it as a win?
Well, yeah. I think that's fair.
Okay. Yes. Then fine. You should have
a full place. I'm taking the loss, but it was such a bummer because I think that was my favorite pick. I was really excited about it. And it just wasn't happening. Can we talk about the Texans really quick? Because I think CJ Stroud would be a 9 or a 10 for Texans fans in the confidence meter. They kind of kicked Pittsburgh's ass. Yeah. That wasn't just, oh, Pickett didn't play well and Matt Canada. Like, they gained twice as many yards. They had twice as many first downs. Just eye test, because I had that game on the TV the whole time. Just receivers making plays. They always seemed like the ball was moving. They had a crazy pass rush. Yeah. And I know the Steelers have a bad offensive line and it's a game on the road. And so, you know, there's a couple reasons, but I got to say, I think that might be the best AFC South team. Is that inconceivable?
No.
Is there a team you like more than them?
No. No, it's fine. I mean, I don't like getting caught up in these South conversations because everyone's 2-2.
No,
right?
We got to do it. It's
all right, I know. Tradition. Okay, all right. They got blown out by the Ravens. That was a crappy game to start, right? 25-9, then 31-20 to Colts.
Yeah, but that remember really that 25-9 that game was close for like 2.5 quarters. Yeah, I guess and then the Ravens pulled away.
But they've just laid waste to these teams. They beat Jags by 20 and Steelers by 3 scores. Yeah, and it wasn't one of those typical games that the Steelers were going to get back into. You're right. The defense was great. And Stroud is having an amazing, over 1,200 yards now through 4 games? Like, is Stroud's Cam good. The only one who's done this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Very Stroud, confident.
So right now, oh man, they're still plus 480 on FanDuel.
To win that division?
So if you go there, I can't believe we're doing the AFC South. Somebody should be electrocuting us right now. Jacksonville's plus 150. Titans are plus 190. And they had a nice win today. The Titans are like, if they could just go up 10-3, the game's over. And if they go down 13-3, the game's also over. It's like one of those teams.
Right.
Houston's plus 480. Indy's plus 500. I watched that whole Indy Rams game because I had Indy in a tease. And I had and I had Indy at $1 million picks. They came roaring back.
Yeah.
And he's really entertaining.
Yeah.
He has like 5 plays a game where you're like, there it is, man. You fucking figure, you're like giant Cam Newton. Mm-hmm. And then he'll sail a pass right over somebody's head every once in a while. But I don't know. I like the confidence. There's a swagger and an aura to him.
They were almost 3-1.
I'm in on that team. Yeah.
And then it went up against Pikachu, and that was that. Yeah, that was a fun game. That was the one.
Well, they lose the coin toss. The Rams go all the way down. They never even get the ball in OT.
That was that. Yeah, that was that. Yeah, the South is weird. Who would have thought? That was my rat game of the week, Tennessee, Cincinnati. I was like, they're begging you. 2 weeks in a row, Cincinnati was laying 2.5. 2.5 to the Rams. They win Monday night. They're doing it again. FanDuel giving away free money. I was like, no way. This can't be. But I'm also not taking the Titans. And then they just smoke the crap out of them. We even haven't talked about the Bengals, but are they the worst? And I know he's banged up, but are they the worst playoff team from last year?
It's probably the Giants.
Giants, Bengals, Vikings. Those three. It's not the guy who had Tom Brady that left, you would think. It would be Tampa Bay. It's not.
But the thing is, if we're going to put Burrow on one leg, basically, which is how he's played the first 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And you'd think he was worth 5-6 wins for them last year, whatever. He's one of the 5 best QBs, and now he's not. And it seems like their defense is worse. Doesn't seem like they're as tough. I'm not crossing them off that yet, though. I think if you're giving me Bengals, Giants, or Vikings, what team could I see roaring back? I would say Bengals because of the conference and because Burrow will get healthier and healthier. Yeah. There's no way. I mean, I wrote this down. They've had 49 points in 4 games. So they definitely might suck. And Joe Burrow is definitely 100% a fantasy serial killer. Mm-hmm. He's just gone across the country like Ted Bundy. Right. But I don't know. I find it hard to believe they're just going to average 12 points a game for the entire season. They're going to score 200 points this year.
We don't have to cross them off because, like you said, the 7th seed could be 8-9 or 9-8. So it's they just have to go on a decent run the rest of the way. But you know, I talked to TJ Houshmandzadeh. I don't
want
to drop names. Hoosh, I was like, what is it like when the D-backs know you have to cut your route? You know, you can't do fly patterns because Joe Burrow can't let it sling it downfield. It's like your whole game plan is screwed up. Like there's nothing you could do for that. So unless Mixon's going to break tackles or something, that offense is Now, they shouldn't be putting up three against the Titans. That's ridiculous. But yeah, there's definitely
they played four games and they've gotten their asses completely kicked in two of them. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh's played four games and they got their asses completely kicked in two of them. Not mm-hmm. a good sign. It's not good to be through week four and 50% of the time. The Pittsburgh's had the history of they just kind of, for whatever reason, just get better and better as the season goes along.
Right.
But Bengals, they might suck.
T. Higgins out too now for a little bit?
Yeah. I knew it. When I was trying to figure out the season in August and early September, and I was like, seven teams aren't going to make the playoffs. This is what happens every year, and I can only get to like four. And I'm like, oh man, I'm not
seven of last year's playoff teams?
Yeah, it's seven every year, right? So already we know the Giants, the Vikings, Bengals might not make it, but you go through and you're going to get your seven. Mm-hmm. Yeah, other than that, Eagles, Washington.
Can I just say something about the Eagles?
Did you see enough to get concerned about them yet or no?
Yeah, it's concerning that they're 4-0 and they still need to get their shit together, it seems.
Right.
They're still,
it's like a bad 4-0. It's weird. Like, I don't think the Eagles fans feel good about it.
Right. And they look great Monday night and then they come back and the team that beat them last year, you'd think they'd have a chip on their shoulder, but they really didn't. But can we just talk about the Hurts shove or the Tush push? And like, I know it's legal and everything.
They're banning
but
it. I know they should ban it.
No, it's just like, it's emasculating. Like, if you're Jalen Hurts, do you want to be like, all right, hey, we know you could probably do this yourself, but we're going to push you. All right. We're going to shove you. And then when you go back to pass, we're going to sling your arm forward for you too. Like, where does it end? I'd be emasculated if I were him. I'm not saying it's illegal or anything. I'm glad they have it working for them, but I would feel like a sissy.
I hate the tush push. Yeah. Like, get that the fuck out. That play should be banned.
And now other teams are trying it.
You know what? Yeah. What's going to happen is somebody's going to like break their back during the tush push, and then we're going to all go, "Oh wow, we shouldn't do this anymore."
Right. And now quarterbacks are pushing running backs. Who did that today? Was that Howell? No, someone. There was a quarterback. It was a good quarterback, I think, that actually like pushed a running back. Like,
well,
it's
the
just going to be everyone
a,
shoving each other. Yeah,
they ran a different version of the tush push where Hurts faked the tush push, out, and then Gainwell pushed him anyway.
Right. He needs to be pushed.
I don't think their offensive line looks like it did last year my big thing I've noticed. They're slow in the linebackers, which we knew heading into the year. And it seems like if you can get enough time to throw, there's people open. But
You lose coordinators, you lose guys. It's tough to repeat. Yeah. And yet they're 4-0. So what are we talking about?
I guess the last thing on my list was before we do guess the lines was this was McCaffrey's MVP game when he goes nuts in a game against a shit team and everybody goes, McCaffrey, which it's almost a lock. He gets hurt now in one of the next 2 weeks. That's the McCaffrey history, right? Like pulled hamstring, some sort of something, but it feels like I'd love to see the research of any time he has a game like the one today, what happens like the next week.
Next couple of weeks.
If you want to keep watching McCaffrey do well, just don't mention MVP or anything with him. Just like, decent game for McCaffrey. Yeah.
Well, don't mention it at all because he's not even acknowledged on the list here. He is not even top eight.
He's still 25-1 on FanDuel. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Trevor Lawrence is ahead of him.
My Hurts 12-1 is up to 8-1.
Pretty good. Josh Allen plus 350, Tua 5-1, and then Mahomes 5. Interesting.
So the Josh Allen, that was my favorite offensive player of the year at 30-1.
Yeah.
But you can't win the offensive player of the year and MVP, right? That's illegal. I think they banned that.
But they could give it to a quarterback. It's not automatically a receiver, a wide receiver, or a running back. So yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break and we're going to guess some lines. This episode is brought to you by Simply Safe. Whenever someone mentions spring, you can't help but think of the word fresh. Spring brings fresh air, fresh beginnings, freshly cleaned homes. It's also a really great time to take a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security. I use it in my home and absolutely love it. By the way, summer's coming. No better time to maybe dip in to our friends at Simply Safe than when you're leaving your house,
your condo, your apartment, wherever you live, you're probably going to go somewhere for a while. Maybe it's a week. Maybe it's 2 weeks. Guess who's going to know that? Burglars. SimpliSafe, great, because it protects your whole home. Uses advanced sensors and a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras. Keep watch over your property day and night. 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. You can even check it out on your phone. Gives you peace of mind. You want peace of mind? Try SimpliSafe today. Risk-free, no contract, 60-day money-back guarantee. Get 20% off your system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring at simplisafe.com/BS. That's simplisafe.com with two I's, simplisafe.com/BS. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. This episode is supported by State Farm. If you've ever been in an accident and you're okay, but you know what happened, your first reaction is going to be, man, why did that happen? If you ever buy a new house or a new car or a new anything, there's this little rush you get when you're like, I did it. I made it happen. But really, the only words you need to remember are, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm has options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Learn more at statefarm.com.
All right, we're going to do a little guess the lines. I have not beaten Sal this year. Yeah. It's 2-0-2. Sal's team completely annihilated my real football team. Have we played each other in fantasy yet in either of our leagues?
I think you beat me twice. See, this is how little you care. I think you beat me in both leagues.
I don't look at who I'm playing. I just look at the results guy. I just worry about my own team. Hmm. What are the bye teams this week? We have four byes.
You're not going to miss. Well, the Browns, the Chargers, the Seahawks, and the Bucks.
Browns, I'm not going to miss the Browns. I do feel like the Browns might have punted that game a little bit today because they knew they had the bye week coming up. Yeah. Maybe Deshaun plays if it's like week 17, they need to make the playoffs, but they're like, you know what? Then we get an extra week off.
Right.
But they come back in 2 weeks.
You think the Chargers try to punt it? I feel like the Chargers try to punt it every day. Well, ironically, without punting, but they are a little mess.
Do you think the Chargers can fool Staley into thinking they're playing this week? Like, how long before he realized?
Exactly.
All right, Brandon, so we'll see you there at the stadium at 9 o'clock. Yeah. All right, Thursday night. I'm so glad I'm traveling and I'm going to miss this completely on Thursday night. It's in Washington. And they're playing the Bears of Chicago.
Is Al doing this game? Or, I mean, is he scheduled to do this game?
Al might come up with a fake. Like he has appendicitis or.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe a COVID. Some sort of excuse not to go. Why would he want to go to this? I mean, he's made a shitload of money. He's in his early 80s. Like he could be in the golf course playing with Doc Rivers. Mm-hmm. He's going to go do Sam Howell versus Justin Fields with Herb Street.
I miss you, Al. I'll do this game for you, buddy. You just stay home.
You should have been there when Zach Wilson completed 3 straight passes.
I wanted to use your miracle line there, but I don't know if it was appropriate.
I have a... Man, this game's almost in the John Oak zone. Teams that should never be favored by 7 points or more. I have it right underneath. I have Washington favored by 6. Over Chicago on Thursday.
We both get it. We both got that. I swear it on my kids. -6 it is. It was 5.5 and moved to 6. Don't say the word teaser. It better not
allowed to tease this game.
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody. Not one person.
Don't even watch with one eye. Yeah.
We have a London game this week.
Yeah.
The Jaguars, the Kings of London, they're back after their... couldn't have been less exciting win over Atlanta today, which Wise Guys was going head to head. And I guarantee Wise Guys was more entertaining. I had the two TVs going. So much more fun to see
you.
House.
That's very nice. That's very nice.
Jags playing the Bills.
Yeah.
I have the Bills by 7.5.
I said 4.5. It's only 5.5.
Yeah, Vegas.
Letdown. Could be big letdown, right? I mean, Jags have the advantage here, having spent they're going to stay the week. And the Bills are very excited to have beat up on the Dolphins. Why would they get up for this game? I'm telling you now, I like the Jags. I like them. I don't even like them, and I like them.
What happened to the Jags offense this year?
bizarre to watch. It
really like you is. Traded Ridley in one of our leagues. You were just like, you traded him a Lewis. That's found as Lewis.
Yeah, but I got Devontae Williams, who's, you know, could be out for who knows, maybe the year. So it was a good trade. Son of a bitch. Damn you,
yeah,
Lewis.
Yeah, the Jags. Everyone was talking about the Jags and the Lions as these amazing offenses. And the Lions look like, you know, they actually might have a pretty amazing offense. The Jags, no. I have so you won that one. Sunday marquee. So there isn't really a marquee game. By default, I did Eagles at the Rams because I think we have...
Wow, was that the best? Really? No.
Yeah, there's one other one that I kind of liked, but just in terms of entertainment value, because I think we probably have two more fun weeks with the Rams before Stafford gets hurt. He got hurt today and he was just limping around like he was Snake Plissken at the end of Escape from New York and somehow pulled off a game-winning drive. But, you know, they have like eight good players. And at some point, they're going to pass the point of no return. But they're actually pretty fun. They're well coached. McVay seems really locked in. Somehow they're 2-2. We were talking about them as a possible worst record team before the year. And the Eagles, I'm just really interested in because I can't get a handle on them. I think I've watched every snap of an Eagles game this year, and I don't know what the fuck's going on. I have all their skill guys in one of our leagues, so I'm like all in on their offense, and they look terrible. They look terrible. Then all of a sudden, AJ Brown for 40 yards. Right. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Oh, Devonta Smith for 26. And there's just like no rhyme or flow or anything to it. But this game's in LA, and I have the Eagles favored by 3.5.
There's a bet, by the way. So there's two winless teams and two undefeated teams left. So you can bet on FanDuel, which will remain winless or which will remain undefeated longer. So that's a good one to look at if you want to. Oh, man, now I can't find it.
I would bet on the winless.
I'll get it. Who do you think is going to stay winless longer, Bears or Panthers?
I think there's a real chance the Bears might not win for a while.
So Bears are plus 130, Panthers are minus 165, and on the undefeated side, Eagles are minus 160, and Niners are plus 125.
Nah, that Eagles is not happening.
Yeah.
Can I give you the Bears schedule?
Yeah.
You know what? They're going to get a win. They have Minnesota and Vegas at home in week 6 and 7. They have Carolina at home in week 10. They have two Minnesota games still. They have a home game against Arizona in week 16.
Yeah, this is what I mean. Even the worst teams aren't as bad as you would hope for betting purposes. They're going to
Carolina. So one of the reasons we all like the NFC South for, you know, maybe having higher wins than because they were playing the AFC South. Mm. The AFC South is better than the NFC South, I think. So, like Carolina's 0-4. Their next two games are at Detroit, at Miami. Then they're home for Houston and Indianapolis. They're probably not going to be favored for either of those games. They're at Chicago, Dallas, at Tennessee, at Tampa, at New Orleans, home Atlanta, home Green Bay, at Jacksonville, at Tampa. They might not be favored again this season.
Oh, no. Well, a lot of the 0-4 teams, that's what happens with 0-4 teams. They don't make them favored.
But
no,
Chicago will be favored over Carolina on the Thursday night game at Chicago. That'll be like Chicago.
What week
Thursday
is that?
Thursday the 9th, November 9th.
Ugh.
So, yeah, I don't think Carolina's favored again. So, right. Well, I would say maybe they're a better bet for the undefeated. All right. So, for Eagles-Rams, I had the Eagles by 3.5 at the Rams.
I said 4.5. It's 5.5 right now.
Oh, that's too high.
Yeah, they'll play good defense, won't they, the Rams? That'll be...
Yeah, that... You know, the Rams... Donald's playing really...
A lot of Eagles fans
at that game. Yep. Donald's playing really well this year. He's kind of all over the place again. He's having one of those throwback years. When do they get cut back this week, though?
Is it this week?
I thought they put him on the IR for the first 4 weeks.
Oh.
So,
is he
going
to disrupt their flow?
I don't know. Puka's going to have 200 catches this season.
Yeah.
Somehow got wide open for the game winner. All right. I have one watchable game. Chiefs at Minnesota. Just not a great game, but just the definition of watchable. I will definitely watch and enjoy every ounce of this game. And I have the Chiefs favored by 5 in Minnesota.
I said 5 also. It's 6. So we both Ooh. Got that. It's so funny because you say one watchable, and you're probably right. But when the NFL made the schedule, that was a good. That was supposed to be a good game, right?
Yeah.
Baltimore, Pittsburgh was supposed to be a good game. We haven't even talked about New Orleans, New England Miami was probably Giants. Supposed to be good. Yeah. Jets, right. Denver was the Nate Hackett game with Rodgers. That was supposed to be good. You won't mention that for another 10 minutes. Like, it's weird how they fall apart, these matchups.
So watchables. I just said Chiefs Vikings. I have 4 fairly watchables. Titans Colts. I'm not sure this is a loser leaves town match, but I do think if the Colts lose this game, maybe this season starts going the other way on them a little bit. I have the Titans favored. So last week we talked a lot about what do we call these -1.5 games.
Mm-hmm.
And came up with different names. And then there was a lot of people on Twitter and got some emails about it. And a couple people suggested the Tic Tac Zone.
I like that.
Because they used to run those Tic Tac. Yeah, because they... So in the 80s, they had these Tic Tac commercials and it was 1.5 calories. So perfect. I did a whole thing at the beginning of Million Dollar Picks. I'm like, the Tic Tac Zone. I'm staying away. No -1.5. And then 3 minutes later, I took the Colts -1.5 over the Rams. It was almost like a Saturday Night Live sketch. And I didn't even realize I was doing it as I was doing it because I really liked the Rams and the Lions moved.
Right. The Reno Zone, because we call it the Vegas
Reno Zone was kind of fun. I didn't mind that one.
Tic Tac's perfect. It's right.
Tic Tac Zone is great.
So are you saying this is 1.5?
Yeah, I have Titans -1.5 over the Colts in the Tic Tac Zone.
Right. That's exactly right. You tic tacked it up. 1.5.
Amazing stuff.
That's a tough one. Tough one.
So would you put Ravens Steelers in the watchables? Because if you say yes, then you haven't actually watched.
No, I
the
want
Steelers.
You want at least 2 of the quarterbacks to be watchable, right? At least right. 2. You want both, right?
Right.
No, so you don't get that here.
So I have Ravens by 3.5 in Pittsburgh.
Oh, man. You got that exact too. I said 3. You think that goes up?
I think there's... Did you see that quote Tomlin had after the game?
I don't know.
When they were like, do you expect any changes next week, Mike? And he's like, you better believe we're going to have changes.
Ooh.
It's like one of those. I think it's going to be an old school Mike Tomlin, I'm fucking pissed week. And
well, what more could he do if he's not calling plays? Other than call plays, right?
I can't
believe
they're
not scoring. They're not moving.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Like, honestly, like, may a bolt of lightning hit me and just strike me dead. Are we sure they're not better off with Trubisky?
No, of course we're not sure. They had the worst QBR in the league last week.
Pickett's been awful. And this is now a 4-game sample size of him really being terrible, except for that 171-yard pass to George Pickens.
Pickens, yeah.
And I don't think Trubisky's good either, but at least maybe you could, for one game against the Ravens, roll him out, do some stuff, or maybe like play both of them, or I don't know what the answer is. But
I also think they struck out with Najee Harris, too. I don't think I've ever seen break a tackle. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Well, somehow Ramondre Stevenson has turned into him too. So Ravens -3.5.
You got that. Yep.
Okay.
4-4.
Falcons, Texans in Atlanta. And I think before the year in mid-August, if you had shown me this game, I would have said, I bet that line's going to be like Falcons by 7. Nope. It's borderline Tic Tac Zone. I'm not ready to go there yet. I'm going to say Falcons by 2.5 over the Texans.
Oh, come on. I'm supposed to believe you guessed 3 in a row exactly?
I told you I guessed right before we came on because I'd forgotten to guess. Maybe I should put no thought into this.
You really did.
I spent 4 minutes on these guesses.
It was 4 minutes. It was 9:25. Yeah. You said, are you ready? Or 8:25. You're like, you ready to record? I said, yeah. He's like, I forgot to guess the lines, which is an integral part of guess the lines. And then so you took 4 minutes. And we started at 8:30.
I got thrown off because I did a part one today. So that was usually when I guessed the lines. I spent a half hour guessing the lines. And meanwhile, now I spent 4 minutes and I'm much better at it. Brandon Staley should try this. Just spend 4 exactly. minutes coaching the game instead of 30.
Take a timeout. I worry about this game because I'm going to love Houston and I'm going to love them. I'm going to take them on a teaser +8.5 and they're going to lose by 14.
Did you see Jonnu Smith had like 95 yards receiving today and Kyle Pitts had 21 for the Falcons.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
Yeah. This Kyle Pitts thing isn't fun anymore. Now it's like awkward. Like the last couple of years, like free Kyle Pitts. Now it's, I don't know what it is now, but he doesn't get the ball and he doesn't really do anything. And that might be a terrible pick. Yeah. Like we really might have to be reconciling. Like they might have like really, really blown that pick.
That was a pretty good draft. I was so mad at the Ritter thing. We were doing it, as you know, live on the Wise Guys. And my big bet was Jacksonville under 11.5 first half. And I was fine. They had 10 and Atlanta had the ball with 3 minutes left. And he throws that pick six. That jerk.
Yeah, but that's your fault. You know you shouldn't bet the London game.
I know.
The London game is a no bet. It's just a no bet.
I know.
It's like when certain dealers sit down across from the blackjack table and are standing and you're just like, I'm out.
But are you more of a loser if you wake up to watch it and don't have a bet on it? Aren't you more of a, as fantasy would say,
loser? I felt great today. I didn't have any action on it. I woke up at halftime and I watched you guys and had it on a small TV. I had a great time.
All right.
I don't feel like I missed anything. Last fairly watchable, Dolphins Giants. I have this in here because I like watching the Dolphins offense. And I think this might be a loser leaves town match for the Giants because they're going to lose to the Seahawks tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And if they don't win this game, then they're going to be 1-4. And that's going to be a wrap for them, I think. And they're probably, you know, they don't have their left tackle for this game. Doesn't look like they're going to have Saquon.
Right.
Could be a kitchen sink game for them potentially if they don't have those guys next week. But I have the Dolphins by 9. I think they nudge it so that you can't tease it.
I had 7. I wouldn't move off the 7 until seeing what goes on tomorrow. But it's 9.5. You're right.
Wow, did I clinch already?
No, it's 6-4.
Killing you. 6-4. I'm killing you.
We got some.
Can't remember one you won. Jesus.
I tied you twice and then I got 2 on my own. I got the Philly one and I got Jacksonville on my own.
Poopfecta. If Mac Jones versus Derek Carr isn't a poopfecta matchup, I don't know what is.
What this is with in New that England. Team? What is with that New Orleans team? I mean, people, I said on Wise Guys, I'm like, the one thing about them is you can't trust them. They can't score more than 20. They can't score more than 6 at home. Pathetic.
And they had Kamara back today, too.
Yeah.
I had that game on for a good chunk today.
What happened?
Baker looks, I don't know. He looks kind of like he did 3 years ago again. I wonder, is it possible that he was just hurt the last like year and a half?
Well,
he's got a little swagger back to him again. It's not like they had a million points today, but I just like the way he was carrying himself.
I guess you didn't have money on him Monday night against the Eagles because that soured.
Yeah, but
me
that's
to
the
him
Eagles. They're not supposed
six
to beat
games.
The Eagles. Like he was in that game today. He was 25-32 for 246. He had 3 touchdowns, but. You know, they showed him on the sidelines a couple times. He was ordering people around. It just felt like he had his mojo back. I think he lost his mojo. Maybe that happened to Mac Jones. I have this game in the tic-tac zone, Sal. So I have Saints by -1.5.
Got it. Oh, Saints 1.5. Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
I said Patriots 2.5. It's Patriots 1.5.
Oh, that's, come on. We shouldn't be favored over anybody.
Did the Saints? Well, the Saints did not impress you. Come on.
We just lost Judon and
performance.
We lost Judon and Gonzalez. We have no D-backs left. We have one edge rusher now.
You know what your team does with this stuff. Talk about a kitchen sink game, right? This is really where you should hang it up.
I think this has... No, I'm going the other way. I think this has a chance to be one of the saddest Boston games
really
we've had in a while. Yeah, it's home game. The crowd is like on the edge with Mac. Like 2 incompletions in the first quarter, the boos are going to start. It's going to be like Zach Wilson. Mm-hmm. Everybody's already moving on to the Celtics season. And this whole week in Boston, I know what it's going to be like. I lived there forever. It's going to be, should Belichick go? Should they fire him? Should he retire? What are they going to do about Mac Jones? It's going to be the most negative sports radio week possible, newspaper week. And it should, because they fucking look terrible. So I think that's going to be a miserable game. I think there's going to be empty seats. I think it's going to be awful.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. It's going to be awful.
Speaking of awful, I had your awful Red Sox over 78.5 wins. 78.5. They ended up 78-64. I'm looking at their last, I don't know, since August 27th.
Right.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I think they went 12-22 or something. I needed a half a game. What a piece of garbage.
I'm sorry. We should not be favored in that game. The Saints will be favored in that game. Lions, Panthers, poopfecta. I think the Panthers are an automatic poopfecta unless they're playing like the Chiefs. I have the Lions favored by 10.5.
All right, I get this. I said 9. It's 8.5.
That's too low.
Just like that. I'm tied. Let's go.
I have some Lions points because I finished my podcast on Thursday before that game, so I didn't get to talk about it. You know how much I love Gronk.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of my top three favorite Patriots ever. I fucking love Gronk. I fight anyone who doesn't think Gronk was the best tight end of all time. Laporta is a little Gronkish. He had two plays in that Packers game where I was like, oh my God, that looked like Gronk. That guy's a monster. And they took Gibbs 12th. They got him in the second round. But that guy is like, I mean, he catches balls in traffic like Gronk did. But when they get Jameson Williams back, that offense might be pretty good. I thought their pass rush was another game where the pass rush looked good. I'll fully admit, I think I missed on them.
Next to the Niners, you have to think they're the lock to clinch their division, right?
Yeah, I think
we've seen Minnesota. We've seen Green Bay.
I think they'd have to have a bunch of injuries. Yeah,
yeah, no, but they're great and defensively too. I mean, Hutchinson's in on almost every play, right? Brian Branch is solid. They get sacks all over the place.
It's funny every time they cut to Campbell, I have less confidence in them. It's just that he's kind of the elephant in the room. I know everybody loves him and whatever, but it's just, you know. But yeah, if you look at them for the conferences, they're 9-1 in the NFC right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they are division-wise.
They're a big favorite. I saw it earlier in the week. Yeah, they're a big favorite. I almost think like with Goff, he had that, 383 attempts without an interception. Now he's thrown, I think, 4-3 games or something, or 3-3 games.
He gets it out early. He just kind of rubs one out.
But now he's like, I think he was like worried about it. He just rubs one out. That's it.
He gets it out
that's
early.
What I was going to say. That's exactly what I was going to say. He rubs one out. Wait, does that help? Okay. No, but I think he's like, fuck it. I got that dumb streak out of my system. Yeah, and now I'm just going to play football. Yeah.
Bengals are at the Cards. Good luck figuring out this line. I put this in the Tic Tac zone too. I was Tic Tac friendly today. I had Bengals minus 1.5.
No. Vandal likes
Don't tell
than
me
that.
It's higher than that. Come on.
It's 4 and it was.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. It's 4.5. I said 4. And it was 5.5.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That was a disgusting way the Cardinals didn't cover, right? That was, who was it? Ertz dropped a pass, and then the other guy dropped just an easy touchdown pass. Should have covered today.
They were in that game. It was 21-16, and it felt like it's like they're doing it again. This is one. Here we go. And then somehow they didn't even cover.
They play well. I know someone in the organization is like, listen, I'm telling you, this locker room is different. They may take like a quarter off or something, but they stand for something here. And now that they announced that Kyler's not coming back and it's Dobbs' team, we might see, I don't know, maybe they'll settle down a little, play 4 quarters.
Who do you know in the organization? Harry?
Yeah, Ken? It's Harry. Yeah, Harry and Ken.
I'm trying to think of people you know in Arizona.
They sell weed brownies outside the stadium. That counts as being in the organization.
Jets, Broncos. I'm putting this above the Tic Tac zone. I'm going to say Jets 2.5 at Denver.
Jets 2.5. It's Denver 3.
At Denver.
It's Denver 3. I had 4.
Denver's favored by 3 points over the Jets?
Yeah. I thought it would be more. Wow, Simmons, you really blew this. You on the
No,
verge of
that
being
just
me.
Tells me I'm going to be betting on the Jets. Oh, me and Zach Wilson, God. We're back, baby.
Oh no,
the Broncos are terrible. What are you talking about? They're awful. They have one of the worst defenses I've ever seen in my whole life. Zach Wilson can have a good game, it's next week.
Sure, but these are all interchangeable. And
Yeah, but their defense is way better than any unit on the Broncos. You don't think?
I guess so. I guess the
Jets, if they lose this game, their season's over. It's still Broncos by 3?
Yeah.
Great. I like the Jets.
And you got Nate Hackett, Private Eye, involved too.
Yeah, this is their revenge game. They got to do this for Nate. They're just going to dress like Goldmember and Austin Powers.
Maybe that'll.
You're gonna bet the Broncos this season once.
Yeah, I told you I already bet them when they went up 7-0. I bet them today, and I lost that.
They stink. Sunday night, 49ers, Cowboys in San Francisco.
Yeah, I don't like this.
I have 49ers by 4.
I said I had that too, and it should be 4. It's 3.5.
Hmm.
You lost, buddy. You lost again. It's 9-7 right now.
No, I didn't. I didn't lose.
I'll show you. It's 9-7.
I'm going to get 3 here.
Isn't there 1 left? 3. This counts as 3?
Monday night.
We're in the nights.
No, this counts as 3. I just made that as a rule.
All right.
Monday night is Vegas home for the Packers. And
good luck.
This is another tic-tac game, and I don't even know who should be favored. I'll go with, let's do Packers minus 1.5 at the Raiders.
You got it exactly. Okay, great.
I easily could have gone the other way too.
Yeah.
Jesus.
9-8, so another win. I take it, Jacoby.
Oh my God.
3-0-2.
Ridiculous. Can't believe it. You haven't beat me in 10 years.
I know. Listen, the tide's turning here with the Cowboys and Patriots and... Yeah, you got Giroux. It's fine.
Got Drew. Listen, I would much rather have Drew in a 2-15 Pats season. Be great. When I was on a couple, should we just start tanking the season threads today? And I got pretty excited about it. There's like 3 franchise quarterbacks. If you get a top 5 pick this year, you get like a really good quarterback.
There might be more. There actually might be more. Yeah.
Who are your favorites? You watch. But
you were excited. You were excited about Mac Jones too. So honestly, there's like 4 in the Pac-12. Honestly, there's Caleb Williams. Penix is great too. Bo Nix probably won't go as high for Oregon. Quinn Ewers for Texas is solid. There's some good ones out there.
Drake May.
May's all right. Yep. It's just about picking the right one.
When we got Mac Jones with the 15th pick. Because it seemed like he was going to go 3 and he fell to us and it was like, this will be awesome. But he's just, I don't know. When you're not good, you're not good.
I think that's the one thing. Like, don't get excited when somebody falls anymore, right? Like Kenny Pickett fell to the Steelers. And maybe they shouldn't have even taken it. He would have fallen even further. But so I don't know if that's...
Is there a chance with either of those guys that the offensive lines have been bad for them? Because it does seem... I don't think that's true for Mac Jones as much because his decision-making, you saw it. Like, he should have had 2 more picks. But Pickett, it just doesn't seem like they can block for him at all. And I do wonder, like, if they block better, would that change anything? I don't know.
Maybe. I think it's the opposite problem, right? I think you guys block well, but your receivers don't get separation. And the Steelers guys seem to be open, but maybe Pickett doesn't know how to scramble and buy himself another half a second.
I would say we block okay. I would go with.
Okay.
But they had that wide shot in the first quarter that the announcer was all over where they were like, Mac Jones has to throw the ball deep and they do the wide shot and there were 9 Cowboys. The Cowboys were basically in a goal line defense and we had receivers spread out. And who was our announcer? Greg Olson? Yeah.
Yeah.
Greg Olson. And he's like, the Cowboys are basically daring Mac Jones to throw deep. They don't think his receivers can get separation. And I was watching going, well, they're right, because we can't get separation. This is how it's going to go. And who knows?
What a glorious game that was. So much fun.
All right, it's time for Parent Corner. Today's Parent Corner is brought to you by Columbia Sportswear, makers of the Omni Heat Infinity Collection. With tiny gold dots that reflect your body heat, Omniheat Infinity delivers instant warmth without compromising breathability. Cold outside, gold inside with Columbia's Omniheat Infinity collection. Go out anyway. Learn more at columbia.com/infinity. All right, Sal, what do you got?
All right. So you touched on the taunting thing. This whole thing started with the taunting thing. And what was A.J. Brown got called for taunting in the Eagles game. Yeah. And that allowed them to kick off further back towards their end zone. And Washington came down and scored and sent it to overtime. So A.J. Brown, what did he do? He spun the ball, stared down the D-back, he beat, and then they throw the flag. And so our friend Adam Carolla has a crazy rant on this, which I won't repeat, on why it shouldn't and doesn't bother the person who's being taunted. The person being taunted has seen enough in his life that this does not affect him, you know? And by the way,
you don't think he's triggered and traumatized?
No, right. And by the way, that what they're taunted in we see on Hard Knocks, they're taunted harder in the in the variety show they have to put on, as far as the hazing goes, right? And then there's your point of it too. Like, you grab a guy by a face mask and fling him around the field for a minute, and it's the same penalty as spinning the ball and telling the guy he sucks.
You dive at Mahomes' legs.
Yeah, right.
And he's out for the year, and it's like 15 yards.
It's dumb. Yeah, it's football. So anyway, I was like, and I had mixed emotions because I hate the Eagles, but I also had them on a teaser that Joe House had, and but overall, I think this is ridiculous. So I go and I take an hour and I go to my son's flag football game, and he's 9, and it's a close game, and a kid on his team who should not be scoring touchdowns scores a touchdown, and he's very excited, and he spins the ball and then chest bumps my son after the play, and the ref throws a flag. And I said, I'm not a coach or anything. I'm like, whoa, what's the flag for? Is the flag for the chest bump? And he's like, no, the flag is for spinning the ball. And I said, spinning the ball? And he's like, hey, I don't have to explain myself to you. I was like, all right, well, just give him a warning. What do you? I will handle this how I want to handle it. I'm like, all right, I don't want to get thrown out of this game. It's a close game. But and now he's like talking to the kid. I'm like, this sucks for the kid. This is a big moment for him. He's not gonna score another touchdown for the next 7 years. And let's get on with the game also. And after like talking to him for about 10 seconds, the ref picks up the flag and waves and is like, we're picking up the flag. I just warned him and it's not going to happen again. I was like,
wow. You affected the game.
I affected the game. So I'm telling parents out there, don't think that you're not heard out there. Be as vocal as you can.
No,
that's bad advice. But I'm just saying, like, it's nice when the parents and the refs could have a cordial exchange, and it results in the right decision.
Wow, what a story.
Yeah.
Did they win or lose? What happened?
They won. They won like a close game. It would have sucked if they had a kickoff deeper.
I loved 9-year-old, 10-year-old, 11-year-old flag football was the fucking best.
Yeah.
It's so good. Like, they barely know what they're doing, but then there's a couple kids that know what they're doing, and you can get anything. Could be a 60-yard run. I really miss it. Yeah. My parent corner. So my son had he'd homecoming on Saturday night, and it was, the football game was Friday night. They had a really nice win, really a nail biter win. There's nothing I think more emotionally that puts you through the ringer more than a tight football game when your kid's out there. So he was playing, he's playing both ways. He was playing free safety, and we're down 3, and the other team's throwing, and you're just watching going, please don't be the GOAT. Please don't be the GOAT. Please don't like read the wrong thing. So somehow they pull it out. So then he had homecoming the next day, and he's got this girlfriend now, and they're going to the event, but she came over with her mom to take pictures because they were dressed up. Right. And for the first time in my entire relationship with my son, like, I had him where it's like, I had to be on my best behavior. Like, he was screwed. He was so nervous I was going to make fun of him or do something to fuck with him. And I could just see it was the first, he's only going to be 16 in November. For 16 years, he's tortured me and my wife. And we're always like, oh my, and he's just like pushed the buttons and done everything. And this is the first time I was in the driver's seat. But I want you to know, I handled it really nicely. I was super pleasant. I didn't embarrass him. We took pictures. Oh. And I didn't do one thing that would make him mad later. I didn't mess with him. And it was kind of adorable, but I feel like I was a good wingman. But
did he acknowledge it afterwards? Did he acknowledge it?
No, of course not. And he was a total dick to us today. Okay. But you've been through this with Archie. You do. Yeah. It is that there's something that swings where you're like, oh, I could really fuck with my son right now and get him back for the 970 times he's embarrassed me in public.
Sure.
In front of the family, in front of my friends, all the things he's done over the years. I could just get revenge right now.
Let me tell you, the picture thing for the prom, at least it was with Archie, the prom and homecoming and all that is held in very high regard. Like, I think Archie didn't even tell us about it 1 or 2 years. And Melissa was upset. She's like, how dare you not tell him? I wanted to be there for the pictures. But yeah, a weird thing comes over the kid with the pictures, with the prom and everything. You're right.
It's great.
Yeah.
Good and job. Especially like he's... It was the first time she'd been in the house. So it was all these ways to mess with him. So I was really proud of myself. What I should have done is invited nephew Kyle over.
Yeah, right.
And Kyle could have done something to fuck with him.
Yeah, like urinate in the next hallway time. Or something. Yeah.
Yeah, next time. Kyle. But yeah, it was fun. Anyway, all right. That's Parent Corner. Today's Parent Corner is brought to you by Columbia Sportswear, makers of the Omni-Heat Infinity Collection. With tiny gold dots that reflect your body heat, Omni-Heat Infinity delivers instant warmth without compromising breathability. Cold outside, gold inside with Columbia's On the Heat Infinity Collection. Go out anyway. Learn more at Columbia.com/infinity. All right. So before we go, Drew Holiday trade, you have the Celtics as the favorite?
I mean, they're very... I mean, that five is ridiculous now, right?
It's pretty good. Feeling good. It's
better than the Bucks. Like, better than the Bucks.
I think it's those two, and then there's a little bit of a drop off now, depending on if Miami's kind of unproven guys can step up. But in the East, it's feels like that's what Russell and I talked about. It feels like we're lined up now for a real 9-month battle with those teams, really? And then Miami as the wild card. Unless there's a Cleveland piece, maybe if Mobley goes up a level, but he'd have to really jump. He'd have to become like a pretty dominant two-way player, and he still might be a little away. But well, and then the I'm West is a mess.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
It's like there's like 11 good teams in the West.
If Drew Holiday starts dating Taylor Swift, will we have a podcast where it's me, you, Nathan, and Russillo? That's my dream, if we can get that together.
we need one of the... It does seem like that's part of the recipe now, is somebody on your team has to have a famous... relationship or something happened. We have Tatum's kid as kind of a cult hero in Boston. Everybody loves Deuce. Deuce is now he's like 6 feet tall. He's 4 years old.
The Taylor Swift thing, did people just lose their fucking minds when Joe DiMaggio started dating Marilyn Monroe? Or was it just like, oh, that's good. Yeah, it makes sense. Baseball player, actress. Because this is, I'm trying to think if there's any comparison to anything like we've seen before.
I think that was way bigger because baseball was basically all four team sports combined for terms of attention. And Marilyn Monroe is the biggest female celebrity in the world.
So
and then
social media were big
the most
back
famous
then.
Yankee.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, that would have been it. That would have been a wrap.
Okay.
So,
all right. That makes me feel better about this lunacy.
Well, but I mean, if you had to say how many weeks are they going to be together, what would you say? Because her movie comes out on October 13th. She certainly got enough publicity out of this to push the movie.
And she's got some buffers every week, right? Now it's like, Wolverine was there with her. I mean, I want it to come out that she's dating Kelsey's mother. That would be front page news, right?
Well, I was thinking, what if she moves on to the World Series or the American League Championship or National League Championship game, dips into those waters for a couple weeks, and then goes right to the NBA for some courtside.
Yeah.
Right? She starts dating somebody on the opening night game.
Yeah.
She's kind of bounced around, then maybe a UFC fighter for UFC 296.
That's smart.
She can be in that section. Mm-hmm. Maybe boxing. I don't know. She could have been at the Ryder Cup.
What is she doing next to Ronald Acuna's uncle? What? Are we to read into this?
How does she know Ronald Acuna? I thought he was married. He loves her music. Who do you have for the World Series, by the way?
I just think the National League, I think it's asking too much of the Braves. If you look at the last couple of years, the National League team has screwed it, right? So Braves, Mets, and I'm going Dodgers. I have a ticket holding Dodgers 8-1. And the way the Astros won this division, I just think they're coming back. It's boring, but I'm going to go Dodgers Astros. But phenomenal comeback by them to take that West and a bye, essentially.
I have no opinion whatsoever because I've watched barely any baseball this year. But I will be rooting for Mookie Betts.
Those freaking Red Sox, 87.5. Are you kidding me?
I know, that's terrible. All right. Because we can watch you on on Cousin Sal's Winning Weekend on Fridays on FanDuel TV. See you with Tate tomorrow night on Through the Ringer. Then we got Ringer Wise Guys on Sundays. And you got the Against All Odds
Wednesday and Thursday. And by the way, we did a nice thing for the people. You should feel good. You tweeted out a beautiful same game parlay with CeeDee Lamb to score a touchdown. New England under 16 and a half points and Dallas minus 1.5. You never had to worry about it.
You nailed it. Yeah, Jack, our FanDuel guy.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, he was like, you guys got to split legs. And I was like, Sal and I disagree in this game. And we should just go with Sal because I might be irrational with the Pats.
Right.
And turned out you nailed it. You were right.
We could go with you the rest of the year. That's
no, that was good. That was a good one. Yeah. All right, Sal. Good job by you.
Good job by you, buddy.
All right, that's it for the podcast. Don't forget, we did put up a part one. If you missed it, broke down the Jrue Holiday trade and have a new Rewatchables coming on Monday night, Toy Soldiers. So you're not going to see me again until Thursday. I will not have a podcast on Tuesday. I will be back on Thursday with a brand new BS podcast. But new Rewatchables coming Monday night. And you can check out theringer.com and listen to all of our podcasts as well. I will see you on Thursday. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Kentucky, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. You can call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. Call 1-888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.